It's been a rough year for the ranching industry. Fuel and hay prices were sky high for much of the year, and Americans are eating less beef. Many ranchers are looking for extra sources of income, and some are finding it in their backyards. Wind. Wyoming Public Radio's Eddie Goss reports.
A snowstorm plows east across the Laramie Valley toward Pep and Kathy Spicer's ranch. The wind bends the cattails and grasses. It whistles through knotholes in the Spicer's fence. It unsticks a stuck weather vane.
You learn that when you have kids, you bury the trampoline within about 18 inches, actually, of sand so that it doesn't end up in the next county, because it will.
Kathy Spicer says wind speeds in this valley can reach 80 miles an hour. Her husband, Pep, says that can be deadly in the winter.
When the temperature is 20 degrees maybe and you're getting a 30-mile-an-hour wind, it doesn't take long to chill a calf.
But about 2 years ago, that cruel Wyoming wind started to become a commodity. Strangers began to drive up the long dirt roads in this valley, knocking on ranchers' doors. They were wind developers. They wanted the rights to build wind turbines here, or to sell those rights to bigger companies. Rancher Jim Rogers says some of his neighbors felt pressured to sign leases, but they didn't know what their wind was worth.
You had to be kind of careful at the first. There was a lot of wind companies out here trying to just lease up the land, to tie up the land.
A lot of those landowners, to be quite frankly, just didn't quite know how to deal with that.
Grant Stumbo is the visionary behind Wyoming's new model of wind development. Stumbo works for a state branch of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He wears a thick brown mustache, keeps his hands in his pockets, and has a deep affinity for people who work the land. 2 years ago, when Stumbo heard reports of wind developers roaming the state, he had an idea.
Why can't we work together and get a better price?
To build a wind farm, developers lease large blocks of land. They usually approach many landowners and make separate deals. But Stumbo saw an opportunity to give landowners more leverage. Ranchers and farmers pool their land together, up to 100,000 acres in some cases. They work with developers as a group and share the profits. That idea can be a tough sell for many in Wyoming who value their independence and privacy. But Stumbo says the handful who join wind associations have an advantage with developers.
When you put these larger blocks of land together, that's exactly what they're looking for, so it becomes a whole lot more marketable.
Susan Williams Sloan works with the American Wind Energy Association, a trade group for the wind industry. She says wind associations streamline the process for developers.
They kind of are a one-stop shop for the developers to come to.
But wind associations often don't wait for developers to come to them. Instead, they market their blocked land to dozens of companies. William Sloan says that can lead to bidding wars. Working with associations is potentially more expensive for developers. But ultimately, William Sloan says landowners and associations are better informed. They understand their contracts. She says that's good for the landowner and for the developer. The Wyoming model is spreading to other western states, New Mexico, Kansas, and Colorado among them. Here in Wyoming, there are now 8 wind associations. One includes the ranchers in the Laramie Valley. Kathy Spicer says a wind lease might ease one of ranching's major burdens, unreliable income.
It's not like a normal job where you get paid every month or every 2 weeks or whatever. You get paid once a year.
That's when you sell your calves, and calf prices this year were the lowest since 2002, according to reports from the Livestock Marketing Information Center in Denver. Laramie Valley rancher Jim Rogers says ranchers are hurting for extra income.
Well, if we're going to continue doing this, we're going to have to look at other ways besides trying to make the old cow make all the payments.
Wind revenue should help. Grant Stumbo with the USDA says if a wind project goes ahead, turbines are built, and transmission is available, a rancher's royalties could be hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Everyone in the wind association would get a share, even those without turbines on their land. Jim Rogers says that sounds great to him and his neighbors. As he puts it, a lot of ranchers these days have a choice to make, whether they'd rather look out at a wind turbine or at a subdivision. For NPR News, I'm Addie Goss.